The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So as Senator Lindsey Graham told us yesterday, he kind of laid out what the next steps are, and his plan is to report this out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the confirmation, the first step of the confirmation process of Judge Barrett. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin says that Barrett should step aside until after the election because the president only appointed her to protect him in case there are problems on November the 3rd. Let's listen.
I certainly wish she would. It really help matters, and it would evidence the fact that she wants to be fair in addressing this. Why? Because this president has been outspoken and outrageous. To think that he would not accept the verdict of the election and that he would make it clear that he's filling this vacancy in the Supreme Court to make sure it tips his way if there's any election contest, that is an outrage. No president has ever said that in our nation's history. He said it twice. He said it 4 years ago. Now he's saying the Supreme Court is part of his plan this time. I think that she should step forward and say that she will recuse herself from any election contest involving this president.
And if she doesn't?
Well, the votes will be cast ultimately on her nomination. Each senator will have to make that decision after they hear her testimony.
On the guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. Now, Mr. Chairman, did you notice that long pause there? Durbin couldn't think of an answer.
Imagine that, you know, Dick Durbin being lost for words. You know, that might be the first time we've ever seen that in American political history.
Or one could argue that he had a Biden moment.
Or that too. That's right. But you know, it is mighty generous of him to try to tell our hopefully future Supreme Court justice here which cases she should take and which she shouldn't. I'm just curious, whenever they have the confirmation hearings, how broad or long of a list of cases that will be. You know, will it extend things regarding let's say abortion or gun rights? You know, the Heller decision was a 5-4 decision, as I recall, in terms of First Amendment rights. Is he going to demand she recuse herself on that case, too? You know, that would be interesting.
Well, and these are the same people who just a few years ago argued that going into an election in 2016 that they needed a full complement of justices on the Supreme Court.
You know, I do recall them saying that. You know, you might be right. There's probably some audio tape you could pull on that.
I'll guess. Bet there is. So, Mr. Chairman, it's now official. We know who this who the president's nominee is. For on the surface, she appears to be the perfect candidate.
She does, and for a lot of reasons. One, I'll just point out in her remarks when the president made the announcement on Saturday, probably, I think she had 8 or 10 minutes of remarks, probably the most important sentence to conservatives anyway that she uttered in the course of those remarks was in regards to her judicial philosophy. You know, she referenced the fact that she served as a clerk for 2 years, I believe, for former Justice Scalia.
Yep.
And she pointed out that his judicial philosophy was hers, too. And I think that was almost an exact quote. For conservatives, that's basically the main thing we need to know right there. That,
right.
In terms of qualifications for Supreme Court justices, people who will take the text of the law, the text of the Constitution seriously, not believe that they've got the ability as a judge to improvise and insert policy and so forth, is critical. And she checks that box, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, she made it very clear that she actually respects our Constitution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Which, again, if you look back at the conservative movement the last 20 to 30 years, that has been probably the most important element of what we've been focusing on politically has been the nomination and confirmation of conservative judges who will take the Constitution seriously, the federal courts around the country. And, what the president has managed to do now here in these last, 3.5, going on 4 years now, has been nothing short of just spectacular, quite frankly.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. do you have your supply of popcorn ready?
Yeah, I'm going to have a big bag of white cheddar popcorn on hand. I'm a white cheddar fan, but I will have a big bag, I promise you. You know, I'm just real curious is that, you know, Sleepy Joe has been, I'm pretty sure you probably noticed, has been putting what they call a cap on his day by 9:30 a.m. pretty much every day almost for the last 2 weeks outside of just a handful. No further campaign events, no further questions, no further press, anything. You know, he'll do a few interviews on TV in the morning and, you know, come 9:30, he's done for the day. Now, I don't know if that's because he's trying to cram for this debate or, you know, maybe, you know, some less palatable reason. But we're about to find out.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to one of those over the weekend when he did come out of the basement. Maybe you can interpret for me. Let's listen for a minute to the former vice president.
Well, I'm not sure anybody hadn't already made up their mind they're for Trump believes, but who knows? But that's, you know, he's sort of like Goebbels. You say the lie long enough, keep repeating it. It becomes common knowledge. Want to get rid of bad cops as much as, you know, bad lawyers want to get rid of good lawyers want to get rid of bad lawyers and doctors. But violence is never acceptable. That's what the one thing we got to communicate. John, look, the whole notion of what's going on here is we cannot let have an excuse for him to avoid what needs to be done. The Paycheck Protection Act, you know, 1% of the money's gone out. 1%. 1% of the that's not the paycheck, the bill for small, for major, for small businesses.
Mainstream lending.
1%'s gone out. That's why I made it a priority my entire career to work closely with you from the time I got to the Senate 180 years ago.
180 years ago, Mr. Chairman, he's experienced.
You know, it does seem for a lot of us like it was 180 years ago. but you know, I mean, how many different thoughts did he start and not finish in the course of that that paragraph or so? You know,
you could. I watched this several times, and Stephanie Ruhle. This was with Stephanie Ruhle of MSNBC. The expressions on her face. She was in pain, trying to help him through this.
You know what I'd like to see is an English teacher actually diagram those sentences on a chalkboard.
Oh, boy. Chairman Drew McKissick, it's going to be a fun evening, and I like your idea of the white cheddar popcorn. That's probably going to be my choice as well.
Absolutely. Well, look, it's going to be entertaining, and we got 36 more days of it. Our people are excited, and if you haven't done it yet, go to scgop.com/Trump signs and get your Trump yard sign today. They're free. We'd love to set you up.
Yep, and in fact, you know, we have some. If you just go right down the street from the radio station here, the Greenville County GOP office, I understand they have a good supply there. You can pick them
up
and proudly display them. So, Mr. Chairman, always good to hear from you. Have a safe day, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, sir. Take care. Thank you.